So there are many tasks for us to do, and we are witnesses of these things. We are witnesses. What is a witness? A witness is someone who turns up. If you don't turn up, you can't be a witness. No one's going to believe what you see because you didn't turn up. If you turn up in the wrong thing of a court of law, hopefully I don't misspeak here, but if you think a court of law and you may call a witness, they turn up in rags and kind of a real mess and they don't care. Are you going to be happy to trust what they may have to say? Probably not. It's sad. We may want to quote the verse if someone says, oh, you don't like the way I dress, well, the Lord looks on the inside. Sure, he does. He looks on the inside. But sadly, the world reads us on the outside. And part of our service here is, are we glorifying God in how we live? Are we doing that which is pleasing to him also on the outside? That doesn't mean we need to be all fancy and look great. I'm not in a three-piece suit today, as you can see. Doesn't mean that, but I think you know what it does mean. We need to give some consideration to our service as a witness. And there's a brother here that can help if you want to know what a good witness should be. I won't mention his name, otherwise everyone may go to him for other help as well. But think of our service as a witness. Are we being a good witness? So we're challenged with that. Because the Lord, if we go back to the beginning of that verse 10, ye are my witnesses. This is the Lord. The Son is not just anyone who's just in passing. Yeah, you're my witnesses. Good job. This is the Son of God speaking. Ye are my witnesses. What is our response to that? I know that I fail often as a witness. We may all have times of difficulty and failing as a witness. But I want to challenge each one of us in our personal lives to look at how are we being a witness? How are we being a witness to our, if we're married, to our spouses, children, to family, to other believers, and of course, to the outside world? What kind of witness are we being? And I trust that we are being driven not by some kind of rule book that we think says we should do A, B, C, but that we're being driven by a response in our heart to that which has been shown to us by God, by that Blessed One, by the Son of God, the Son of Man, the one who became flesh, came into this world and died on that cross for you and for me. What is our response to that? Someone who died and died for you. We may all have experienced death of loved ones. But that's the way that our mortal bodies go. But how many of us have experienced someone dying for us? Someone giving their life? If we think of that, just contemplate for a minute that someone would die for me. I can't imagine why. When I think of me, not you. But I can't imagine why he would want to die for me. There can only be a love which is free, flowing out, doesn't want anything in return. He's not asking us to pay him things or do things which are unreasonable. He's given us this free love, died for us. What is our response? And just think about it for a second. Well, yeah, but you just said we got to remember him, we got to preach the gospel, got to go to prayer meeting, got to dress up, and starting to get a little worried. But just a simple illustration. Someone gives you a gift. You just turn around and walk away. Or you give a gift to someone and they don't say thank you. They don't even look at you. They don't care about you. They don't even remember you ever. We all know that that's not the right response. That's not the response that should come from our heart. And we're not just talking about any simple gift. Someone gave his life for you and for me. Trust that we may be stirred up in our hearts with a sombering thought. From 1 who is still the same. Even though he died for us, he's still the same. Mm-hmm. Even though we may continue to make mistakes. And we've read in the Old Testament and the New Testament about this Blessed One that he was already telling, we can read, he's telling the people, telling us what he's going to be doing. That he's coming as the Savior. He's already saying it. He knows from the beginning of time to the end of time. Such a one, of course he knows the mistakes we're going to be making. Of course he knows the failure that we're going to go through in our personal lives. He knows it all. And even though he knows it all, still, before we were even born, still, a couple of thousand years ago, he went to that cross for you and for me. Even though he knew of all our failings and mistakes that we may still make in our short lives here below, he still went to that cross for us. And he hasn't changed one bit since then. He's prepared a place for us. He's coming to take us to be with him forever. That same one. You think now he's maybe changing his plans a little? Changing his mind? Not at all. And we'll come to that in one of our final verses, that he will not change. We should move on. I have no clock. I don't know if that was by the... Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's a shame. I was hoping there wouldn't be a clock. Anyway, I think there were... We should move on. Well, otherwise, you guys can just all leave and then I'll carry on speaking until I'm done. I think there was one last... Or a few portions, we should move on, in Deuteronomy that I have on my handout, which is on the next page, that we should look at in Deuteronomy 32. Sorry, time is flying by. How much longer do I have for? 55 minutes? All right, someone move Deuteronomy from my Bible. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I think the verse was right here. See, the technology of today isn't that great. It doesn't correct some of these typos. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 39. Just the first part. And perhaps this kind of sets the scene a little for the last few verses that we'll look at. Deuteronomy 32, the first part of 39. See now that I, even I, am he. And there is no God with me. Now, I'm not sure if the Darby translation has it, or if there is another translation that may put it a little differently, but here it literally reads, see now that I, even I, am the same. Here we have another reference of the Son of God. He is the same. See now that I, even I, am he. So we've looked now at a few portions, and sorry, we've been moving around various verses before us, but we have this, again, evidence that the Lord, he is the same. This is him. There should be no question that this is anyone else other than the Son of God. He is the same.